And these 12,000 people, these 12,000 Jews plus Pinchas ben Elazar, they went out to war. And who did they? They killed the five kings. And they killed Bilam. And now it says that all the men were killed. So who is left over? The women. By Yishbu, they captured. They took as captives. Dnei Yisrael, as the shame beyond the women. The Yestapam, their children. The Yis Kol Behempim, all their animals. The Yis Kol Miknehem, and their cattle. A Behema, I guess, means the large animals. The Behema Gasa. And then Miknehem means the cattle, the small animals. The Miknehem means, I'm assuming it means over here, the small animals. The small animals, the herd. The Yis Kol Chelam, and all of their wealth. Bazoz, they took as spoil. Biza, despoiled. So what does Rashi say on this pasuk test? There is no Rashi on this pasuk. Okay, interesting. There's no comment. There's no comment. When Jews take spoils of war, Rashi has nothing what to say. That itself is a comment. Rashi did not want to comment on this pasuk. Rashi, isn't that a comment? When Jews go and they take the women, they take their children, they take their animals, their mikneh, and their money, Rashi has nothing to say. No comment. Targum Unkelis, what does Targum say in this pasuk? Ushavoy v'nei yishol yas neshem b'yon, the women, v'yas yas tal taf lohoin, the children, v'yas kol bi'ir hoin, okay, bi'ir hoin means the animals, v'yas kol gei sei hoin. What is gei sei hoin? I guess gei sei means, it means the little animal, the mikneh. V'yas kol nich sei hoin, bazu, all of their assets, bazu, they plundered. Okay, pasuk yud. V'yas kol orehem b'mo shevoysam, v'yas kol tirosam sevba'ish, and all of their cities, in their towns, and all of their the ace called Tiroisum, and with the ace called Tiroisum, Sarfu Va'esh, they burnt in fire. Okay, so one more time, the ace called Orehem, all of their cities, Bimosh Va'esam, over here is translated the cities in which they were settled. And then it says, the ace called Tiroisum, and all of their encampments, that's a hard word, they burnt in fire. Rashi Pasuk Tes says, Tiroisam. What is the meaning of the word Tiroisam? Makam Noitirin Shelohen. The place of Noitirin. Shul Lashon Moishav. What does that word mean? So Rashi tells us, Shul Moishav Ku Morim Yodei Chukehem. It means the place of their priests, the Senate, the seat of government. The word Tiroisam means the government facilities. They conquered, first it says the Orehem, their cities, the residential areas, and then it says they conquered the government buildings. Okay, Tiroisam, the word Tiroisam is Makom No Tirin. What does it mean? It comes from the word No Tirin. What does that word mean? I don't even know what that word means. So he explains, it means Shuloshim Moshav Kumorim. We like to say Koimrim. Koimrim means a priest, a Koimar. Okay, the Nikud over here is Kumarim. Yodei, what does that mean? It means people Yodei who knows Kukehem, people who know the laws. Okay, the government facilities. Davar Acher, another interpretation. L'shoin Moishav Sorehem, the place where the princes live. I guess it means, the expensive, the fancy house, the very expensive neighborhoods. The expensive neighborhoods. Kemosh Shemeturgam, Sarnei Pelishtim, the Targum of the Sarnei means the officers of the Pelishtim. The Targum is the Tournei Pelishtim, the same word. So it means the place where the princes live. It's like Gracie Mansion. Where does the mayor live? He lives in a special place. Where does the president live? He lives in the White House. The White House is really the office. But let's say you have a place where, a government, I guess say Gracie Mansion. Okay, you never hear that the mayor does work out of Gracie Mansion. That's where he lives. And where does he work? He works in City Hall. Right? He works in it's not the same place. There's a residence. And I guess it's very elaborate. It's very fancy. So they have two translations for the word the ace called Tiroisam. Either it means like the capital. They destroyed the Kremlin. The Kremlin. The capital. The place is the city, the place is where the government functions, the government buildings, or it means the residential palaces of the officers, the elite. They don't live like everyone else in a government-subsidized rent-controlled apartment that has cockroaches and mice. They live in, really fancy gated communities where you know, lavish. Everyone has an Olympic-sized swimming pool with all of, you know, all the fancy things. Two translations for the word tiroisam, they burned in fire. Now, what's very interesting is what goes first. Seder is everything in the parasha. You know, you hear about, you know, the war in Ukraine on the news. If they bomb a residential building, or in any war, you know, that's like, you know, the Geneva Conventions. If you have to go to war, there are rules of war. You're not allowed to bomb residential structures. You only can bomb, not bomb anything, but it's a war crime to attack civilians. You attack military installments, not civilians. And here the pasuk says that's not the way it goes. It says they destroyed the Orehem Bimo Shevaisam. When Klal Yisrael entered to attack Midian, they destroyed the residential properties first. And then they went to the government buildings and to the military installments. Or they went to all the fancy neighborhoods. What's the pshat? Why isn't this considered to be a war crime? I don't know, but it's obviously, you know, it's something to think about. Das Balabayas Hepuch Midas Torah. War is war. War is war. War is not a pleasant thing. Also, it's Mida Kenegi Mida, because what did the people of Midian do to Klal Yisrael? The people of Midian didn't go destroy the government of Klal Yisrael. They didn't go attack the Bati Dinim. The way Midian damaged Klal Yisrael was they attacked, they damaged the sanctity of the Jewish home by seducing young men to be nichshol in Gili Arayas. So what did they attack? They didn't go and attack the Bati Dinim. They didn't attack, I mean, you know, obviously Klal Yisrael had some military, they're an army, and they had something in the, they didn't attack that. They attacked the Oihalim, the simple young men, the homes of the Jewish people. They made trouble between them and their wives by seducing them to be nichshol in Gili Arayos. So here you will see that Mida Keneged Mida, when they attacked back, they attacked the residential homes. Let's see this over here in the Targum where it says V'yoskol kir vehoin, the cities, b'mois vo nehoin, where they lived, the residential cities, V'yoskol beis sig dashoin. Okay, so it appears that we have here a machlekes between Rashi and Nicholas. Sig dashoin means to bow down. It sounds like they attack their temples. They attack the places of worship. That's not what Rashi said. Rashi says the word tiroisam means the home of the kumorim, and he goes on to say yode chukehem, those who know their laws. Rashi does not say these were bote avodah zarah. Rashi says that these were government places where they practice law. Okay, this is obviously some type of government facility. It's not an abase avodah zarah. And then the second interpretation was they attacked the moshav, the beautiful palaces of the princes. Unkelus doesn't say any of that. He has a different translation. The base sigdasan. Sigdasan means sigid. Sigid means to bow down. They attack the churches. That's what it seems to be saying here in this Unkelus. And let me validate that by opening up the Bible of the Targum. Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud, Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud, the Ace Tiroi Sehom. I'm looking over here what it says. I'm reading you what it says here. Beis Sig Dasoin, Mikoimos Eshtachavo. Like I said, the places where they bow down. The place of bowing down. The Ayin Rashi, the Kamon, the Chain, Vayishtachav, Lit, Argumos, Kiluhu, Vinimses, Nilazud, Gavlosh, Nakosov. And okay, it brings another place. Okay, Uncle is the loyka beinu haigoin v'ramam v'rav shepereshu tivosei loshon chotzer courtyard v'chinoki kigivnu Ezra tivosam armoni malach. So he brings another perush. Okay, that's basically it. So indeed, we have been successful. That refers to a base. Three perushim. What this word means? Very hard. I never knew what this word means. Tivosam, a base of the Zara church. Or a government building where they practice law. the Supreme Court, or it means a palace for the rich. They're rich and famous. Next pasuk, they took all the spoils. He has called Malkoyach. What is Malkoyach? So there are two words which, for our purposes, mean exactly the same thing. Shalol means spoils. Malkoyach is booty. Now, in my limited vocabulary, I don't know the difference between the word spoils and booty. To me, it all sounds the same. But obviously, these are different words, and we have to see what they mean. Rashi says, how you know that? Your teeth came was like a flock of sheep. So the word shinayich means your teeth, and the teeth is a metaphor for to bite, for the warriors. And the soldiers, because the soldiers, when they go on the offense, they bite, and it says they were pure, they were white, they were like a flock of sheep. White sheep produce wool which is white, clean, and that means they're naki from sin. They were tzaddikim, and that's a rationally you're saying that's a tremendous chiddush, because normally the soldiers, anshei milchama, are no tzaddikim. People that go out to war, it's a culture of it's not a good culture. It's not exactly a culture of being a soldier of learning daf yomi. People go to war. You see by the government. What do you see? These little clips. They I'm sure you've been around a block like me. You see from I don't know. You see, but they. It's a culture of cursing. It's a culture of engaging in things that are not so good. I know. I had a neighbor, someone that I knew. He became a chaplain. I don't know what became of him. I haven't seen him in a long time. But he used to stay. He used to learn Torah das. Our pam gave him smicha, and he became a chaplain. And I used to come back every so often. He would come to Shalosh Shuras. My father would ask him to speak by Shalosh Shuras. He would tell these fascinating stories. He basically traveled the world with the army. And I used to talk to him, like Rachel Schuss, and he would tell me that the people, the soldiers, they get into a lot of trouble. Every time, he was in the Navy, and he used to go on these big ships, these destroyers, and when they would dock in different countries, they let the soldiers get off and go touring. And every time they dock, the soldiers would go places, they would get drunk, they would get arrested, they would get into a lot of trouble. And he would say this culture, being a soldier, he told me firsthand, in America at least, when these soldiers, they travel the world, they're away from their wives and this and that, or whatever they get it. So over here, by Klal Yisrael, that's not the case. The soldiers were tzaddikim. How you know they're tzaddikim? It says over here, by Yichu, it says they brought the shalol, Pasuk Yud Aleph Yud Beis Vayavihu El Moshe VeElazar. There wasn't one penny that was not accounted for. Every single thing that they found in battle, all the spoils, was presented and deposited in front of Moshe and Elazar Hakohen. V'Chaladas Bnei Yisrael. Every single penny, Kol Hashalol. So in Rashi Magi, the pasuk of your teaching, Yishalchayu Kesheidim V'Tzadikim V'Loi Nechshedu Al Hagezel. Everything that they got in war, they brought back to Moshe. Shenemar is kol hashalol, the goimer. The goimer means the next pasuk when they presented it to Moshe Rabbeinu. The alehem regarding these people, meforish b'kabbalah. The kabbalah means where? It's a pasuk Shir Hashirim. Okay, shinayich, your teeth. He's telling us to now perish the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Rashi, shinayich, your teeth is keeder, a flock of horichelim, of sheep. And the metaphor is, shinayich means the part of the Jewish people that bites. If you give a mashal to the entire Klal Yisrael, and every part of Klal Yisrael represents a different element. The eyes, the einei ho'eda, the eyes represent the talmidei chachamim. Okay, I don't really have to go through every single part of the body, but what are the teeth? The teeth is the offensive units in the army that go on the offense and bite other nations. They're clean like white. They're white wool. They're clean. There's no chait. Shalal, hein mitaltalin. Now Rashi is going to tell us the difference between the word shalal and milkoyach. Malkoyach, malkoyach. Shalal is cash. Mitaltalin. Mitaltalin, shal malbush with, not cash, okay, of clothing, vitachshitin, ornaments, jewelry. Buzz, there are three things. What's buzz? He bizas mitaltalin, she'enam tachshit. Buzz is metaltalin, movable items that are not ornaments, paintings on the wall, electronical devices, electric devices, someone's iPhones, things that you don't wear on your body but are called valuable electronic devices. You bring a microwave from someone's house. Claudius, they went into these people today and they had microwaves and televisions and smartphones and Wi-Fi routers, all this expensive electronical devices they found when they went to war. And then there's Malkoyach. Adam v'hema. Malkoyach is a word reserved for living creatures, slaves. Adam, animals. V'makom shekasav shvi etzel Malkoyach. Then shvi b'adam. Now if you have a repetition, you have the word shvi. So it already says there were shvi, human beings. So Malkoyach means animals. So Rashi over here has taught us a very important lesson to translate this word. Baruch Hashem, I never know what these words mean over here. It says over here, Vayichum, they took Eskol HaShalol, they took all the spoils. Shalol, spoils is clothing. Clothing and jewelry. The Eskol HaMalkoyach. Malkoyach here means animals. Animals. Ba'adam v'abehema. So what's the word Ba'adam? Ba'adam over here, Adam means slaves. And Malkoyach, so it's trying, Malkoyach means really both. And it's coming to separate. Malkoyach is a general term, and it says Malkoyach of Adam and Malkoyach of Behema. Can I work with the word buzz? Buzz comes later. Buzz, we already said buzz, bazazu. I guess, what is the thing over here? Over here, the next pasuk. Okay, what does it say over here? The word buzz. Buzz. I guess it's going back in the previous pasuk. Going back, we learn over here, Vayishu, they captured Bnei Sholes Neshem Bidyon V'estapam, V'eskol B'hemtam, V'eskol Megim, V'eskol Chelam Bazazno, their wealth, Bazaz, they plundered. So where does it say the word Baz? I think later on, somewhere it says the word Baz. V'eskol Arayim, the cities of Moshamu, the cities where they lived, and all of their churches, or all their, the Supreme Court building, or their palaces, they burnt. They brought the Shalol, the clothing and jewelry, the is called Malkoyach, and living creatures, including slaves and people and animals. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the Targum. Targum says over here, Ushevoi. Ushevoi is Vayikhu. Now, Ushevoi Yos, the word Ushevoi is not the translation of the word Vayikhu. So this is an unusual translation. They took, it means Ushevoi, they took as captives. Yos kol Ado'o. Now, what's the word Ador? We have to go look this up one second. Yos called Divarta Be'enosha Uveveira. Okay, so this is a very hard translation here in the Targum, and that's why we need to go to the videotape. And it says over here in this wonderful sefer, I'm going to read for you. Ushavoy v'cheinu b'targum yonasim b'nuzil v'chin b'targum b'yichus loit v'yes urchushoy ushavoy. Okay, so over here it's not the usual word, but the Targum over here is translating the word Vayichu based upon the context. And since the context here is they took captives, so we don't say the ordinary word of Vayichu, which whatever that word means, wherever you would say in Aramaic, but we take the word they took captives. Ushevoi. Next, they took Ado'o. What is Ado'o? Ado is Biza. It's the translation of the word spoils. Now, Kosav Aksave HaKabol. Okay, I'm now reading you what it says over here in this sefer. Ksav HaKabbalah who wrote the Ksav HaKabbalah? I forgot. I just recently came across that somewhere recently. I forgot who wrote it. It was a sefer that was really in response to the Maskilim. Go back like 200 years. The Maskilim, I don't know if they existed, 150 years. It's like 150 years old. He says there in that sefer, Habiza v'hashol nikra eid. Spoils is called an ayin dalid. Gam b'loshan ha-mikra, v'loshan ha-sodah v'havara. Kamo ma'ado beged, he's quoting a pasuk in Mishlei, I don't know what that book is called, Okay, this is good. Lo yosuru mimenu, do not deviate. The targum there says yidun. The hashalol is yosur mibolov. The avoy l'shalolov. The al shem zenikra shalol shehusar v'nishlam mibolov. Wow. Okay, so saying a tremendous chiddush that the word shalol means the primary translation means to remove. It means to take away. So whenever you talk about spoils of war, okay, I always thought it meant, you know, you kill the enemy, enemy is dead, the property is now hefker, and you take it as booty. What is booty? After you kill the enemy, so there's stuff lying around, free stuff, you take it. That's not what it means. The word shalol means you've taken this away from someone. This property, forget about the owner is dead, he's captured. It's his. This property is shayach to somebody else. It's really the property of somebody else. And you, part of the rules of war, you are entitled to take it away. You take it away from them. That's the precise meaning of the word shalom. The Targum is coming to strengthen that interpretation by translating the word ado'o. Because the word Ador, Ayin Dalid, even in Hebrew he says, it brings a pasuk in Mishlei, which I'm not familiar with, Ma'ador Beget, to take away the garment, it means to take away. I thought aid means, you know, a witness. Aid, that's Ayin Dalid. I don't know, I'm not familiar, I have to really do some more research on this word, Ayin Dalid. He's saying over here in this Sefer, the word Ayin Dalid means to take away, and therefore the word shalol, spoils, means to take away. You're taking away property that belongs to somebody else. Okay, now that's called shalom. What is called divarta, davar hanikach b'hanaga. Divar means a leader. Divar echod la'am ve'ein shnei daborim la'am. The word divar means imanhig. You can, manig means to guide. And in this context, it means you can pick it up and you can move it. That's, in other words, it means metaltalin, movable items. And then when it says the next word in Targum is, that's what it means. It means movable items, things that you can move, that you can guide, that you can transfer, which includes human beings. You can guide them. And animals, you can also guide them. So we have over here a lot of very interesting words in the Targum. So over here, the whole pasuk is a chiddush. Every word in the Targum over here is teaching you chiddush. When it says over here by yikru, in this context, since over here we're dealing over here with war, we're not going to translate the word by yikru in the classic sense that they took, but in the context it means they took captives. They took in war. There's something called ushavo. It's a word which means you take assets in the art of war. Yos kol ado'o. Ado is the translation of the word shalol, because shalol means to remove. And here we have the word ayin dalad, which is the shorash of this Aramaic word, which means to remove. They took captive all of the booty. And the yos call everything that you can guide. Now, he's saying a tremendous chiddush. Malkoyach comes from the word to guide. Anything that can be directed, that can be pushed around. Okay, people, it's a very great feeling of being in the position of authority. You get drunk to be in the position of authority. Mayor, is that you? You have birds chirping in the background? They're coming to listen to the shiur of the birds.
It's very far away. I can barely hear it.
I hear them very clearly.
You hear it?
I hear the birds very clearly. They want to hear the shiur. They're probably a gilgal of some of the people that were taken captive. Over here it says the vulture.
Those are the birds, the vultures around the dead man.
The vultures. Divarta. What does it mean malkoach? And anyone who is ever in a position of authority knows there's a wonderful feeling when you're in a position of authority, because you can push people around. You tell them what to do. That's why it's so dangerous to give someone power. Once you get power, you get drunk. You're drunk with power. You don't want to give it up. During COVID, government issued emergency authorization. Once these dictators, these people, they got emergency powers, they can just do whatever they want. And once you get that feeling of power, control to push people around, you don't give it up. You don't give it up. No way. It's just too pleasurable. So that ability, that power of malkoyach, lush of lekach, lekach. Lekach means to take something, or in this context, it means to, it means to control. Control. You lead, you're a manhig. A manhig is a guide, a person who makes decisions and pushes people around. Ki lekach toiv nasata, lekach is you're the balabas. You hold on to the reins. You hold on to the steering wheel. You're in control. That's the word malkoyach, things that you can take in your hand and tell them what to do. And what is this? What is the subject of the word malkoyach? An adam and an animal. An adam, a slave. You tell the slave, you're my slave. You do all of these things for me. And the animal, you give the animal a zetz, and the animal goes where you want it to go. So you have a lot of different words. The malkoyach, lashon lekach, lekach, to take something, which it translates to the word dibarta, a manhik, something which you can push around. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. Pasuk says, Vayovi, what do they do to all these assets? They brought them and they gave them to Moshe, the Melech. Elazar was the replacement for Aaron HaKoin. He was not the Kohen Gadol. Elazar HaKoin. Notice it does not say Kohen HaGadol. It just calls the Kohen. Well, Aaron also was only called the Kohen. It doesn't say Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. It calls Aaron the Kohen. Elazar HaKoin. The El and two. Adas B'nai Yisrael. Who's the Adas? Adas usually means the Sanhedrin. Last week's parasha, they said the word Adas, Rashi, the Taitu, Adas, the Sanhedrin. What did they bring? Es HaShavi, the captives, the Es HaMalkoyach, things that you can push around, you can take, Metaltalin, the Es HaShalol, clothing, clothing and jewelry, El HaMachaneh, El Arvois Moav, to the plains of Moav, Asher Al Yarden Yirecho, which was right on the other side of the Yarden. They brought this to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, now what does this mean? The Pasuk 12 in Rashi on Pasuk Yud Beis says there is no Rashi. Targum, Ve'aisiu Levos, they brought it to Moshe Ulevosen to Elazar Kahana Ulevosen to Kinishta. The B'nai Yisrael doesn't say, like I said, it means the Sanhedrin. We had that idea in Rashi last week's parasha. Here it says to the assembly of the B'nai Yisrael, Yos, they brought Shivya, they brought the captives, the Yos de Varta, and the Malkoyach, something which you can guide, the Yos Ado'ah, that's the Shalol, spoils. Okay, they brought the Malkoyach, the Shalol, Elamachane, Lemash Risa, to the camp. L'meishraya de Moav. Where is the camp? The plains, the Meishar, the plains of Moav. D, which is on the other side of the Yarden, on the east side of the Jordan. D, al Yardina, D, Rechai. Okay, Pasuk Yudimel. What happens next? Vayetzu, when they deposited all of these assets, who came back? Moshe, V'Elazar HaKoyim. V'chol Nisi'eho Edona. Notice, here it says the Nisi'eho Eda. When they brought it to the Eda. See, they brought it to the Eda. The El Adas B'nai Yisrael. But when it was presented, who came out? Not the Adas B'nai Yisrael, but rather the Nisi'eho Eda. Likrasam El Michutz L'machaneh. They came out to greet them. What does Rashi say here on Pasuk Yud Gimel? Yitzu Moshe Elazar HaKoyin, Lefi Sherol es nare yisrael yoytzim lachatayf min abiza. Ooh, look at this. Look at this. The reason why Moshe and Elazar had to go and come out was because when they deposited it, when they put it down, there was some young men who wanted to steal it. How could that possibly be? Didn't we say in the previous pasuk that the army, the soldiers, were tzaddikim? Yeah, that was the soldiers. But there was some young people in the Jew. This is incredible chiddush. It's an incredible chiddush. Is that there was some unscrupulous people amongst the Jews. We thought we got rid of them already. We already got rid of Dasan Vavidam. We got rid of Korach. We got rid of the 250 men. The people who worshipped the angel were already gone. So what's going on over here? What is going on over here? It's an amazing Rashi. Lefi shahoy royus nari yisrael yoytzim lachatoif ben abiza. So it's very, this opens up a whole world of commentary, is that there's another category of troublemakers. You see, originally, who are the troublemakers? Who are the troublemakers so far in Klal Yisrael? We have the Egel. The Egel, what was the problem with the Egel? They wanted to worship idols. Then we have people who wanted to go up against Moshe, leadership. Here we're encountering people who just wanted money. They just want a bonus. They want money. What do they need money for? What do they need money for? They have the mon. Their clothing did not ruin. What's the pshat? Why do these people need money? They have everything they can possibly want. It goes to show that not everyone is ever satisfied. There were some young people, Sharon, this Nari, Yisrael, Yoitzim, Lachatayf, and Abiza, they had to go and stop them. Incredible Rashi. What does Targum say? Unifak Moshe Veloz, Akan, Vechol, Rav, Reveid, Kenishta, the great ones of the assembly, Lekoda, Musoin, Lemibara, Lemashrisa, to the Lemibara, what's Lemibara? Lemibara, Lemashrisa. Now, what does that mean? Al Yardain, El Mich, means outside. Lemibara means outside of the Machane. Okay, what happened? Vayik tzayf Moshe. Moshe got angry. Al pikudei haechoyil, on those that were counted in the army. Who are they? The sarei halafim, the sarei hameyos, v'haboyim mitzvah hamochama. All of a sudden, notice that there are sarei meyos. There were 1,000 men, and I guess these 1,000 from each shevet were divided into 11 parts. I mean, there were 11 people. There was one person in charge of 1,000, and in the 1,000, there were another 10 people who were in charge of each 100. That means each unit of 1,000 had 11 supervisors, 11 people overseeing 1,000. Because then there were 12,000, each 1,000 each shevet, and each shevet there was one person in charge of the entire shevet. And then amongst the shevet, that's 1,000. There were 10 other people, and Moshe got angry over on that. And why did Moshe get angry? The pekudei means the people that were in charge. Moshe did not get angry at the people themselves, the soldiers. Moshe's anger was kindled against the people in charge, the pekudei hechoyil, memunim al hachayil. Powerful Rashi. Moshe was not angry at the people, he was angry at the officers. Because they are in charge, and therefore it's their responsibility. Any fault in the tzibor, it is the responsibility of the leaders. Because they should have made a macha. Okay, what does the Targum say in this pasuk? Regeiz Moshe was angry. Al dimimanon. The word pekudei means the people that were appointed. The people that were appointed, al-chela, people in charge, al-chela, the army, rabbonei, the leaders of the 1,000, rabbonei mavasa, of the hundreds, the osu that came back, michel krava, from war. From the tseva is the chel, hamilchama is krava of war. What happened next? Vayem alei Moshe, hachayisim kol hakeva. Moshe saw all the women. It says they captured the Noshim. He said, you let the women live? Ha-chayisim kol nekeva, Rashi, no Rashi on this. Targum, v'amar lohen Moshe, ha-ka-yemtun kol nukba. Rashi, hein, heina, how can you let them live? Are they not? Ha-yilav neshul, that's the whole purpose of this war. The Noshim were the ones who caused the young men to be nichshol and gili arayos. So they are the source of all the problem, these women. They have to be executed. Hein Heine, they were the ones. They're the ones that were problematic because of Bilam's advice that they should seduce the young men. Limsar Mal Bahashem. They caused the young men to transgress in transgression Bahashem. Al Gvar Pa'ar. Over the Avodah Zarah by Pa'ar, by Tiham Magefa, by Das Hashem. These men, these women are the source of what happened. These women are the cause of the young men of the Limsor Ma'al Bahashem. Limsor Ma'al means to give over a transgression to Hashem. It's an expression, they sinned. And this sin took place by Devar. Now, I don't really know what this is. In the matter of Pa'ar. Okay, the sin was part of the service of Avodah Zarah. Somehow they were interconnected. The worshipping of Pa'ar with the Noshim, and because of the sin, there was a Magefa Ba'adas Hashem. Rashi, Hein Heina, Magid Shehoyu Makidim Oysam Zuhi Shenichshal Ploni Bo. So they over here, Hein, behold Heina. Hein means they. So in other words, the women, they recognize the women. This is the woman that this fellow did an Avera with. So when they brought back the women, the soldiers who actually fought in the battle are not necessarily the people who actually did the Avera. Because they only took 1,000 men from each tribe. So it could very well be that the women that were brought back, the soldiers never knew these women, but the people that were in the camp, that were in Klal Yisrael, when they would go and they would see the spoils of war, they would see these women tied up in handcuffs. Oh, that's the woman which he did an Avera with. They recognize, show you my magi, show you my kinemas, and zuhi, yishnech shaplani bo. Bidvar Bilam. Bilam is, amalachem, afilu atem machnisim kol ha-moinais sheba oilam. Ein atem yechoil mohem. Now what does it mean? Afilu atem machnisin kol hamoinois. What does that mean? Hamoinois sheba oilam. You know what that word means? Ein atem yechoil mohem shema merubim atem in amitzriyim shal yushesh meyois rechev bachur bo kam ba'asiach en etza elohim shal elu sonei zimhu. Fine. What it means over here is hamoin means the multitudes. What it means over here, this was the advice. Rashi was just reviewing over the advice of Bilam. Bilam said to Balak, even if you will hire the armies of the entire world, you will never be able to overcome them. You'll never be able to fight them in a battle. Even if you'll go to war against them with a trillion soldiers. How do I know that? Because they... It's already been tried, because the Egyptians had more soldiers than the Jews, and the Egyptians tried to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael won. So don't repeat that mistake. Don't be a fool. A fool repeats the same mistakes. The Jewish people have already proven that they will always win in battle. When Hashem is with them, no matter how small they are, no matter how much they are outnumbered, they will win. So Balak, don't be a fool and think that if you go to battle, you're going to win. Even if you will hire all of the mercenaries in the world, all of the Hamoin, the multitudes of the world to fight against the Jewish people, you're going to lose. The only advice I can give you to succeed is to damage their spiritual standing in this world, to cause them to be nichshol in Averis, especially Averis relating to Kedusha, and then they'll be spiritually weak, and then you'll be able to overcome them very easily. That's why it's called the Devar, the advice of Bilam. Even if you're going to machnisin, you're going to bring into your team, into your army, kol hamoinois sheba'olam, all of the armies in the world. It's not going to help you win the battle. You're not going to overcome them. Shema, because shema merubim atem minam. Shema, do you suggest that you're merubim atem minam mitzriyim? Shahayu Shay Shmeos Rechav Bachor, Midian, are you greater than Egypt? You don't have an army like Egypt. Egypt has an army of 600 chariots, chosen chariots. You don't have that kind of stuff, Midian. And if Egypt was not able to overcome them, you think you're going to be able to overcome them? So the only way you can survive is Bokam the Asiach and Eitza Elohim Shalelu, the God of the Jewish people, Sonizima, Knis Lechelik, and Mesach the Sanhedrin. Now, what does it say over here in the Targum? Ha Inun, Hava'ol, the Bnei Shabbat Sas Bilam. They were the Jewish people in the Council of Bilam. So we see over here, Bidvar Bilam. So you see over here, Atsas Bilam, let's see over here one of them, Leshakara Shakar Kodam to lie. Limso Malba Hashem to lie, Al Asay Pa'ar, on the dealings of Pa'ar, Vahavas Mosana, and there was death, Bechnishta Hashem. So it appears over here is Machlaikis Rashi Nicholas. Machlaikis. Over here, Rashi emphasized the word Bidvar Bilam. And he tied the Dvar Bilam means the advice. Okay, that's not a kash. Bidvar Bilam, the word of Bilam. So the Unkelis says Batsas Bilam. Now, Atsas Bilam. But over here is where we get over here very difficult. So over here, what was the Atsas Bilam? So according to Rashi, the Atsas Bilam was caused them to be Nichshol in Gili Arayos. That's not what it says here in Unkelis. L'shakara shikar, to say lies before Hashem regarding Pa'or. So let me see what it says over here in this parish, and we'll stop with this. It says over here about the Atsas Bilam, the Doyma Lazeh, okay, Rashi, Mashem Sevi Al Devar, Alo Eitza, Uladas Unkelis Muskeres Nisinas Ha Eitza, Gamma Mikra, okay, Lashakar Hashaker, Mi'ila Blosh Hashaker, Tak Melech Shtigum Melech Hashem the Yashu Lefar Shlosh Na Mikra, Limser Mal, Loses Mal, Avul Kevan Shtigum Mal Blosh Hashaker. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't really explain. He says that the translation of a transgression is sheker. He's saying that basically anything that's forbidden. I don't know. This is a very deep thing. I don't know. There's something much deeper over here that's going on, which I don't know. But he's saying over here that a maal we like to translate as a sheker, as a transgression, an avera. Targum is saying the essence of an avera is sheker, is a lie. The Yetzirah that's telling you to do this is lying to you. The essence of every sheker is every ma'al is a sheker, and the atzas bilam to cause the Jewish people to be nichshol. I don't know yet, and there's something more. I think I don't know what it is. I don't know. There's something more going on over here. Rashi is very clear. Dvar bilam is the etza to cause the Jewish people to be nichshol in Gili Arayis. And that is the ma'al. That is the transgression, arayos. Targum is not saying that. He's saying there was an eitzah, and the eitzah was to lie. What's the lie? To lie regarding the esek of pa'ar. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. Even according to Rashi, what does it mean, al-dvar pa'ar? What does that mean by dvar pa'ar? Al-dvar pa'ar. I think Rashi, not here elsewhere, he says that the boys would pass by, and it would be a nice Jew, they would seduce them. And after they when the boy would say to the girl, I want to do an Avera, the girl would say, you can't do an Avera until you bow down to my idol, until you bow down to Pa'or. So the Pa'or, the Avodah Zarah, was connected to the Avera. But according to Rashi, he's saying something a little bit different, which I know, okay, it's very late, I'll start over here. Thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful night. Grace Yashar Koach for coming, everyone. Good night. Take care. Good night, Mr. and Ms. Glatter. Good night.